You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, the Middle East, I had run a very interesting story of a Syrian who returned home from Turkey and lost everything. We joined on the line live from Istanbul by Yusuf Suleiman. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me.
Shukran for joining us. There's a fascinating story that you've written about Taha Taqtawi, that after spending 5 years in Turkey, Taha Taqtawi returned to Syria. What happened when he went home?
Maybe I should tell you first why Taha Taqtawi came to Turkey. It was 2014. He had to leave his hometown, Idlib, because the tension was escalated between the regime forces and some other armed groups. So this district was quite uninhabitable. So he came to Turkey. However, you know, he spent some time here. Maybe we can go into details later. In 2019, he decided to go back to his hometown because things were quieter and smoother. But when he went home, in fact, everything began in a very good manner. He was quite happy because he was able to attend to a university supported by the United Nations. And most importantly, he found the woman that he wanted to marry, okay? Maryam Barakat. So they waited for each other, both graduated from the university, both started working, but unfortunately, exactly 1 week after their wedding ceremony, a Russian or Syrian artillery shelling destroyed their home. So right now, Taha is in coma. He has no conscience. He's at a hospital in Turkey south. And unfortunately, Maryam lost her life. Also, Taha's several relatives, a sister, mother, lost their lives because all those people were at the couple's home just to congratulate them.
Yes. How did his story come to light?
I have seen some Twitter accounts, some Syrian Twitter accounts who were reporting on this issue, but there was not any detail. So I have used my contacts here in Istanbul, people from Idlib. So they tried to reach other people in Idlib and started, investigating who these people were, who this couple was. And finally, we have reached to Maryam's mother and Taha's father. It was really difficult to talk to them because, they lost their everything. They were not really sad for their home or any other property they lost, but they have lost their daughter and son. As I just said, exactly 1 week after their marriage, and it was a long-awaited marriage, because they tried to graduate from university, they tried to settle everything, they tried to find a home, and it is very difficult to find a home in Syria right now, a proper home. This happiness ended with just bombs by the regime and its supporters.
For the past 3 years, Turkey's main opposition party has been calling on Syrian refugees to return to the country, claiming that the civil war-ridden nation is now a place of relative safety. Is that a lie?
It is an exaggerated interpretation of the refugee issue in Turkey. So let me explain to you that, there are two types of refugees in Turkey. First, the Syrians. They are granted a special protection statute by Turkish government. And the other refugees come from mostly Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. The Syrians are registered, okay? So the state knows who they are, where they live, what they do, etc. But for the Afghans and some other refugees, there are some failures to register all of them. So the main opposition party kind of exploits the second type of refugee problems as if they are caused by Syrians. So they have been calling on Syrians to go back to their home. However, as I have indicated in the story, it is impossible. You know, according to both internal and international laws, Turkey has to follow some basic rules. Okay, so if you want to send some refugees back to their countries, they have to have a country. I mean, they have to have safety. Their lives must not be threatened. You know, no torture. I don't know. You know, the country that they will go back should be a very safe place, as well as having all the infrastructural, educational, and all other properties, activities, etc. So, you know, the main opposition party kind of tries to create, you know, attention with Syrians so that they can collect some more votes, given the fact that Turkish economy is not doing really well nowadays. So people are looking for a scapegoat. So the Syrians are the first target, you know.
In Turkey itself, how hard is life in Turkey for the refugees from whatever of the countries that you've mentioned? But in what are the challenges that the refugees do face?
The main problem is that their labor is exploited, okay? So the people who hire refugees to work do not want to register them as worker, because when you register someone as your worker, then you have to pay the insurance and you have to give the minimum wage, you know, which is determined by the government. So this is the main thing. Second, you know, I can't really say Turkey is a racist country, as it happens in some European countries. Still, there are some ethnic tensions, especially in Turkey's south, where the Syrian population is, you know, much more overwhelming. And in some cities, the number of Syrians are more than the locals. So the ethnic tension resembles itself in the fields of, for instance, I mean, renting a car, you know, I don't know, looking for a job, even if you're a qualified person, or any other thing, you know, in the daily life. But the main thing that Syrians especially feel distressed is the fact that they are forced to work without registration and under minimum salary.
Yes. A dire situation with so many different angles to consider and so many different issues at hand. In terms of the Turks, you know, in their own private capacity, how do they view the Syrians? Is it for some of the Turks a sore point that maybe some of the Syrians get the jobs that they desire? Is there any sort of tension between the two groupings?
To be honest, I don't really see a very deep division or tension between Turks and Syrians. The main opposition party and, you know, its supporters kind of, you know, try to create an artificial agenda for Turkey, because Syrians are here for, you know, almost 8-9 years. And there is not any considerable, remarkable tension, you know. And also, the rate for Syrians to get involved in crime is quite low, according to the statistics related by the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Some Turks, you know, working in the, you know, low-qualified works, claim that their jobs were stolen by Syrians. But there is another fact. The rate of university graduates among Turks is increasing, you know, very rapidly increasing. So the Turks do not want to work in the industrial zones. You know, they don't want to do some, I don't know, farming jobs. They want to kind of become the boss, and they are in fact happy to use Syrians. I'm not saying this in a positive way, because as I've just said, the labor is exploited. But you know, the the tension is a bit exaggerated, in my opinion.
Mm. Yes, nevertheless, a rather difficult situation all round, and we pray to the Almighty that He brings relief and that He brings prosperity to Turkey, and that the situation is returned to normality in Syria. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam, Yusuf. Jazakumullah khair for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.